Parshat Kitava is one of the two parshiyos in the Torah where we have a very lengthy tochacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a very, very strong rebuke to Am Yisrael, telling them about all the terrible things that are going to happen if Bnei Yisrael don't listen. The first one appears in Parshas Bechukosai. And the second one appears in our parsha, in Parshas Kisavo. The Ramban suggests that there are two, because one is keneged Golos after Bayis Rishon, and the second one is connected to the Golos after Bayis Sheni. In the middle of all these terrible things that the Torah tells us are going to happen, we find the following psukim. Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol v'avadeta es oyevecha asher yishalchenu Hashem b'cha b'ra'av uv'tzamo uv'eirom uv'choser kol v'nasan ol barzel al tzavarecha adish mido osach. The Torah tells us that you, meaning us, Bnei Yisrael, are going to have to serve your enemies. You're going to be suffering from famine, from thirst, from lacking everything. You'll have an iron yoke placed on your neck until your enemy destroys you. And why is this going to happen? What does it say in the previous pasuk? Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav. Because you didn't worship Hashem, b'simcha. Pay attention. It doesn't say because you didn't worship Hashem. You worshipped Hashem. But if you didn't worship Hashem mitoch simcha, then all these terrible things are going to happen. Why? I understand that it's better to worship Hashem mitoch simcha. I understand that it's better to be Shomer Shabbos and Kashrus and be Mekayim Shofar and Sukkah and Lulav and to Davin and to have Mezuzah. And I understand it's always better to do it mitoch Simcha. But if I didn't do it mitoch Simcha, so in a certain sense, I would think I'm lacking the Hidur Mitzvah. I'm not doing it the best way. But it's so terrible if I'm Shomer Shabbos and I don't do it mitoch Simcha. Is that so horrible? For this, Am Yisrael is going to suffer so greatly? And evidently the answer is yes. The question is why? Why, if we worship Hashem, we just lack the simcha? What's so terrible? If you think about it, what is supposed to be our attitude, our relationship to Torah and mitzvot? If a person comes along and does everything, but does it begrudgingly, I do it because I have to do it. I don't enjoy it. I don't see any benefit in it. I do it simply because I have to do it. I'm Shomer Shabbos only because I have to, and I eat kosher only because I have to, and I'm careful about Taharas HaMishpach only because I have to, and I daven only because I have to. What are we saying about Matan Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a bad mood, and he decided to burden one nation and make their lives miserable and give them a whole bunch of laws that they have to do. And he said, if you don't do it, I'm going to give you a patch. So you better go ahead and do it. So I don't want to get patched, so I go ahead and do it. That should be our attitude towards Matan Torah. That should be our attitude towards mitzvot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to burden us and couldn't care less about us. If that's your attitude, if you're only serving me begrudgingly, okay, mida keneged mida.
then serve your enemies. You think everything is a terrible yoke? Then you'll have the iron yoke of your enemies on you. What's supposed to be our attitude? Our attitude is supposed to be that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us not because He despised us, but because He loves us. Ava Rabba Aftanu. Atavach Atanu Mikol Amim Ahavtosanu. Think about Shabbos. I don't know about you, but I would suspect, like many, many frum people, if you ask them, what day of the week do you enjoy the most? What day of the week do you look forward to the most? I think for many of us, all of us, Shabbos. It's like T-G-I-E-S. Thank God. It's Erev Shabbos, so it's Shabbos is coming. But you would speak to somebody who isn't religious, who isn't Jewish, and you say, well, tell me about Shabbos. I can tell them much about Shabbos. Well, we don't use any electrical appliances. We don't do any cooking. We can't drive a car. We can't use a phone. We don't turn on the computers. We don't listen to the radio. Don't watch television. We don't go to movies. We don't write. I can't turn on a light. I can't turn off a light. And they must look at us and say, boy, I'm sorry to hear that. It must be such a drag. I said, you don't understand. I look forward to this all week long. Because if we understand what the mitzvot are about, then we do things mitoch simcha. We realize how wonderful it is, how great it is, how much our lives are enriched by Shmiras HaMitzvot. The Navi Yeshayahu comes along and tells us in the Pasuk, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki agata bi Yisrael. Hashem is telling us literally, and it is not me who you are calling, because you are toiling, you're working hard. What does the Pasuk mean? The Dubna Magid gave the following mashal. It says, a person is traveling by train, and he gets to the city where he wants to, and he gets off the train, and you have to put yourselves back 100 years ago, 200 years ago. He comes off the train with his suitcases. The suitcases are unloaded. And he calls a porter, somebody who's going to schlep, and he says, you see the suitcases over there? I'm staying in such and such a hotel. Bring my suitcases. Fine. The guy goes ahead. He checks into the hotel. A half hour later, there's a knock on the door. Who is it? It's the porter. He opens the door and the porter's going, so he says, are you okay? He says, I such a schlep. He says, what do you mean? He says, such heavy suitcases. I said, what are you talking about? He says, those suitcases are so heavy. The guy goes, oy vey, you took the wrong suitcases. My suitcases were very light. There was nothing in them. If you're complaining about how hard and difficult it is schlepping the suitcases, you obviously have the wrong suitcases. Says the Dubna Magid, that's what Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying. V'lo osi karasa Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you're kvetching about how difficult the mitzvot are, you have the wrong address. You must not be talking about me, about my Torah. Because if you look at my Torah with the right perspective, everything is so easy, so wonderful. Yes, there are demands, but they're so well worth it. Why would we complain? I think it's Rav Nachman Mibraslav who said, and it was turned into a famous song, Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha. It's a big mitzvah to be involved in sin. It's a mitzvah to be sameach. That may be very true, but I think the opposite is also true. And that's the lesson, one of the lessons from the Tochacha. And that is Simcha Gedola Lios B'mitzvah. It's so wonderful, so joyous to be able to be involved in doing mitzvah.